السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg, likewise from our studio in Durban on this beautiful Tuesday morning, the 21st of January 2025, corresponding with the 21st of Rajab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us afiyat. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajaba wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله الذي خلق الإنسان وعلمه البيان والصلاة والسلام على من بعث بفضل الخطاب وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يسروا ولا تعسروا بشروا ولا تنفروا أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته, أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Tuesday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you with afiyat, bless Apa with afiyat and good health. Allah Rabbul Alameen accept the khidmat for deen and may the ummah benefit from the beautiful advices and nasihat rendered by Markaz Sahaba and the ulama that present every morning. Allah accept them, grant them ikhlas, and Allah Ta'ala make it the zariya of their forgiveness on the day of Qiyamah. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم. آمين 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 to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Dawood Munli. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today, Tuesday, the 21st of Rajab, 1446 in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, occupied Palestine, South Africa, and 90% of the countries of the world. And we thank Almighty Allah, it's only His grace and mercy that today we focus on chapter 42, Surah to Shura, where we have mutual consultation, and verses 18 and 19 is today's lesson. chapter 42, verses 18 and 19. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala juxtaposes and draws a comparison. What do the non-Muslims say and do regarding the Day of Justice, and what the Muslims will do and say regarding the Day of Reckoning, the Day of Judgment? يَسْتَعْجِلُ بِهَا الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهَا. When they were warned, the non-Muslims, the idol worshippers, the polytheists, that who are sane and mature, tomorrow will be a day of reckoning, a day of justice and judgment. So they would say, يَسْتَعْجِلُ بِهَا الَّذِينَ. Bring it now, bring the punishment now, hasten it, that is the day of justice. For those people, بِهَا الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهَا, who do not believe in it, they make a mockery of it and so forth. They made a mockery of Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and then they saw stars daytime in Hollywood, in Carolina and America. So that is Almighty Allah warning us from time to time. So that is the non-Muslim outlook and thinking and their attitude. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And those people who possess true iman, faith and conviction, مُشْفِقُونَ مِنْهَا. They fear it. Why they fear it? وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. Their hearts are trembling because they have to return to Almighty Allah on that day, and there will be reckoning and accountability. Our mother Siddiqa, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, hadith in Tirmidhi, regarding this very verse, she asked and inquired, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why will the heart of these people be trembling? Did they commit zina, fornication? Did they drink alcohol and drugs and what have you in our days? Or did they steal and commit fraud and so forth? That's why they are wondering and pondering and their hearts are trembling. Surah Mu'minun, chapter 23, verse number 60. La la ya bint Siddiq. No, no, no. It is not that what you are saying. But there are those people, yuswalloon, wa yasumoon, wa yakhafoon. There are those people who are reading salat, fasting, ويتصدقون, giving charity, but they fear. Will they be من المقبولين أو من المطرودين? Will they be accepted on that day of justice, or will they be rejected on that day of reckoning? That is why their hearts are trembling. Did we ever think like that? Chapter 23, verse number 60. Therefore, we should always beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 2, verse 127. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. O beloved Allah, accept from us our broken efforts, our broken speech. Ya Allah, it's only your benevolence, your grace, your mercy that you accept it, because you are the only one that is all hearing and all knowing. Your knowledge is all embracing, all encompassing. Nothing is hidden and obscure from you, O Almighty Allah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مُشْفِقُونَ مِنْهَا. They fear it, the day of justice. Therefore, we read the Quranic dua and the dua mentioned in the hadith, chapter 3, verse 194. وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. O beloved Allah Jalla Wala, do not disgrace and humiliate us on the day of justice. And thereafter, remember that we also read the dua mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, various compilations. Allahumma hasibna hisabi yasira. O Almighty Allah, make our reckoning easy. So I went to New Zealand, America, China, Russia, and now we come back. We land there at these various airports. You see red and you see green. We always go green. And then you just show your face and you go, go, go. And if they tell you, come to the red, open that bag, open that bag. So very similarly, this will resonate with you, O esteemed listener of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Mother Aisha Siddiqa, radiallahu anha, asks, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I hear you. So many a time you reciting this dua, setting the precedent for humanity and posterity. Allahumma hasibna hisabi yasira. He rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Zakal arj, you just show your face and the angels will say, now you go, go, go. And once you go, straight entry into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, paradise, everlasting joy, bliss, happiness, no worry, no sorry, no anxiety. And if they tell you, no, go that side, then manukisha uziba. If the interrogation starts, then that person will be a failure. And when he's a failure, then the punishment will start, and Allah forbid, he or she lands up in Jahannam and the hellfire. When people enter paradise, is rahmatan wa fadlam min Allah azza wa jalla. Then it is the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. And when a person is dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire, is adlam min Allahi azza wa jalla. That is the justice system of Almighty Allah. Mushfiquna minha wa ya'lamuna annaha al-haqq. That they know very well that the sa'ah, the day of justice, is 100% truthful. There is no iota of doubt also in it. It is an article of faith. Allah, behold, you know the teacher who tell us in class, I need your undivided attention. That time when there was discipline in school, nowadays the school just opened and they gave the teacher also a good hiding already. Allah, behold, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُمَارُونَ فِي سَاعَةٍ. This word yumaruna comes from the word mumarat, meaning when you have doubt, and you and your cronies and comrades, all of you having more and more doubt and become skeptical. So behold, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُمَارُونَ فِي سَاعَةٍ, that those people who have doubt and encourage others people to be skeptical regarding the day of justice, lafid, they are far, far away from the straight path. They are in the strainers that is far, far away from the path which Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla chalked out for them. Many a time I remember when I was teaching in Darul Newcastle, we had one student from Niger. He passed away. He was very elderly, elder than me also. I used to call him Sheikh Abdul Latif. I used to ask him, do you know the meaning of your name? Abd, the slave and servant, Latif. Allah Jalla Wala's attribute is the knower of all the mysteries. You ask the doctor, what is this? He tell you it's a mystery. You ask the scientist, professor, what is this? He says, beyond our perception, comprehension, a mystery. By Almighty Allah, there is no mystery. He is the knower of everything that is mysterious to humankind and creation. Allahu latifun bi ibadihi. He knows everything that's subtle and hidden and a mystery. Bi ibadihi, regarding his servants. You ask any doctor, scientist, professor, explain the ruh, the soul, the spirit to me. How does it leave the body at the time of death? In the hospital clinics, you're standing, sitting next to that person, and he or she dies. Oh doctor, explain to me. No doctor, no professor, no scientist in the world can explain to you conclusively. You know why? Regarding that topic of ruh and the soul and the spirit, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us more than 1400 years ago, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And of knowledge you have been given very little. So they can try as much as they want to. So when they don't even know that, what will they know? know about the other things and so forth and so on. So therefore they believe that their forefathers were monkeys and chimpanzees and so forth. In Islam, we reject the evolution with the contempt it deserves. Chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, and verse number 85, regarding the ruh, the soul and the spirit. Now you have conceived, you are pregnant, you so elated, delighted. After 120 days, 4 months, then in Muslim Sharif, the hadith compilation, Rahmatulil Alameen, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us, ensoulment takes place. Now that baby, the ruh, the soul, the spirit is entered into that fetus. Show me one doctor, professor that can explain that to you. When a person dies, the ruh, the soul, the spirit separates and emanates from that person. Chapter 17, verse 85. Nobody knows. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Allahu latifun bi'ibadihi. Almighty Allah is the knower of everything that is subtle, hidden and mysterious. Bi'ibadihi, regarding his servants. Yarzuqu man yasha. Almighty Allah sustains and provides for whomsoever he wishes, Muslim, non-Muslim, atheist, believer, whoever he wants. Allah giving you millions and billions and trillions. You want to join Trump's party like Elon Musk and so forth. So remember, that does not mean you are beloved to Almighty Allah. Allah Jalla wa Ala gave the Pharaoh, Almighty Allah gave Qarun, and Almighty Allah with that same wealth decimated and destroyed them. Qarun was told, Ahsin kama ahsan Allahu ilayk. Do good unto creation as Almighty Allah did good for you. He said, like today's secularists, like today's capitalists, like today's democratic people, that a harami. He says, where you bring Allah in the equation? Innama utituhu ala ilmin indi. All those millions, billions, trillions, zillions that I have, it is my business acumen. I am the master of my own destiny and so forth. And then he came out with his wealth and assets. Almighty Allah in a split second. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. And Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala decimated, destroyed him, he and his wealth, all of them buried in the land and sand. Go and open Surah 28, chapter 28, and verses 79, 80, 81. So that is how Almighty Allah treated him. The Pharaoh, the ten-pot dictator, all his wealth, authority, sovereignty, he even went mad and said, I'm divinity in the form of humanity, ana rabbukumul a'la, and Almighty Allah drowned him. Not only drowned him, Almighty Allah preserved his body for humanity and posterity. You go there to Cairo, to the Pharaonic Museum. We've been there and we saw it ourselves. So with Allah's help, with Allah's mercy, so when you go to Cairo, go and see it. The miracle is here. Almighty Allah is teaching us that this madcap, handicapped brother, he said he is divinity in the form of humanity. He's God himself. Ana rabbukumul a'la. Allah drowned him and his cronies, all of them humiliated, and the Pharaoh specifically, Almighty Allah preserved his body so that it will be a lesson for humanity and posterity. You know the word in Maiman, in Gujarati, in Urdu, we use it. And that is badan. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنَ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala states that we preserve this body so that it will be a sample, example for humanity and posterity. So that is Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. He does as he pleases, and nobody can can go and undermine the authority of Almighty Allah. Go and see chapter 10, Surah Yunus, and verse number 92. Chapter 10, verse 92. So, وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ أَنْ آيَاتِنَا لَغَافِلُونَ. We're showing you the signs, but alas, majority of the people are unmindful and they don't interested in seeing and knowing the signs of Almighty Allah. Chapter 10, verse 92. So, yeah, Almighty Allah is teaching us, يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. O Muslim, O Muslimah, you want your risk, you want your wages, you want more and more perks and bonus. Read this ayat abundantly. Read, Allah ki yaha ginti nahi, Allah ki yaha wazan hai. Allah does not count the actions. Allah ta'ala weighs the action. Quantity is not the criteria by Allah. Quality is the criteria. You want Allah to increase your income, your sustenance? Read, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayh, yumdidukum bi amwali wa banin. Chapter 71, verses 11, 12, and 13. Allah says, I'll increase the wealth for you. Read this verse abundantly. Allahu latifum bi ibadihi yarzuqu man yasha wa huwa al-qawiyyul aziz. And He is the Almighty. He is the All-Powerful. Trump is not powerful. Remember, he's a felon, a criminal. And he is Donald Duck, the man of the year, not the man of the year. You know that? So he says yesterday, God save me to bring in the golden era of Israel, of America, and so forth. So remember George Bush, when he invaded Iraq, he said, God commanded him. These are all war criminals, remember that? And they said weapons of mass destruction. So they should be hanged in public for their war crimes and so forth. So their empire is coming to the end, and inshallah it will happen under Trump, where he will destroy America, and inshallah the rise of Islam will come, and that will bring in Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anhu, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, and then it will be Islamic Muslim rule throughout the entire world, taw'an aw karha, whether people like it or not. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 21st of Rajab, 1446. Today, Tuesday, is day 3 of the ceasefire day in occupied Palestine. Two Jutlas got killed. We say, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. You know how they got killed there in the West Bank? Because there, everywhere they put bombs and they put dust and so forth. So some of them exploded and the Jews dispatched straight to hell. We say, good riddance to you haramis. Two Jutlas were shot, remember, last night, and they say friendly shooting. One of them is very, very serious and critical, and he's in the dispatch department day in transit, the layover, to go straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. A sniper kills a Palestinian child. Full view, there are videos, the message is gone viral. This is during, you must remember, that is the ceasefire, that the Jutlas can shoot the Palestinians and so forth, and the Palestinians must keep quiet. And if you go to the West Bank, there you will see the settlers, they set fire to the buildings and the vehicles of the Palestinians there in the West Bank, and the Palestinians must keep quiet. That is the Jutla, they are the swines and the pigs according to Quran, remember that. Allah Jalla Wala speaks of one nation only. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. Almighty Allah allowed the metamorphosis to take place. Some of them were made into swines and pigs, and others were made into monkeys. Chapter 5, Surah 60, and this is enshrined in the Quran, and the literal meaning is meant, no figurative and allegorical meaning. Don't be an apologetic, speak the truth, earth as it is. 137 bodies pulled out from the rubble. This is one place in Gaza. Trump pardons 1,500 of his supporters. Remember that march there on the Capitol after he lost the election that time to Biden. All haramis. So that the Biden, he's the one. He did not pardon and give clemency to our sister, Dr. Afia. I sent it out late last night in red to show you. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. Ya Allah, you punish Biden and Blinken, and you punish BB and all these haramis. They all have, remember, shaitaniyat in them, that Biden will go and pardon his own son. Remember that, Hunter, hunting for prostitutes and drugs. But Dr. Afia was in a hellhole without any reason. No pardon for her. No clemency for her. Allah make easy for you, Dr. Afia. Allah will elevate your rank and status. So the Pope woke up. He condemns Trump and says it's a disgrace what you are doing, what your policy and your signing of the executive order of mass deportation. 8,000 troops were there yesterday in America, Washington, for the Trump inauguration. Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, will be meeting Trump in the White House in the next few weeks because he didn't attend, and Trump called him the son of a bee. So he will come cap in hand, and they will discuss, remember, the hostages. They will discuss normalization with Saudi Arabia. They will discuss that who will run Gaza. They say Hamas cannot run it. America say so. Israel say so. We say both of you go to hell. So who the hell are you to decide who must run Gaza? The biggest problem in Palestine, occupied Palestine, is the occupation. Get rid of the occupation and then it will be peace, everlasting peace. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. A UK teenager, they don't call him a terrorist. If it was a Muslim name, then they should be terrorists. They will say he's a lone wolf. His name Axel, A-X-E-L, the Harami. He pleaded guilty to killing 3 girls there in London, UK, somewhere. You must remember that. Just juxtapose and draw a comparison. 90% of you got the cell phones. See when the Israeli 3 ladies were released. Their own biological mother says, I'm surprised how healthy they are. Go look at the Muslim lady, the first one, Khadija Jarrar, and look at her before her imprisonment and after that. Every one of them has been tortured. Every one of them has been persecuted in the hell hole of Israel. That is why the Jutlas, the Jews, the Zionists are a cursed nation and the scum of the earth throughout the world. Listen to what one German lady says. The German TV anchor calls the Palestinians animals, and she says they lack dignity. So we asked her why. She said, look how they're celebrating after they are. People came. You are the, if I can use the word, you know, so you are the bee. You are like how Trump says, son of a bee. You are the daughter of the bee. That you are the people. That you don't see what they did. In 15 months, they murdered 300,000 people. Who are the animals? Who are murdering our babies and children? Who is stealing everything of the Palestinians? And yet you have the audacity on German TV to say that. Hang your head in shame. You don't belong to the human race. You belong to the pig and the swine, sister. And I can't call you sister in Islam. That we will still call you sister in humanity. Allah give you guidance because you got no brains. Musk, when he saluted Trump at the time of his victory last night and inauguration, he made a salute. You know which kind of salute? Very similar to the salute that they would make to Hitler. Hail Hitler. So Musk is busy, you see. He made a fascist salute truth yesterday. Trump team aiding Farage party in UK. He's not interested in Starmer. They say that Trump and his team are going to freeze out Starmer. The time is finished for US-UK special relationship. We had the two B's, both haramis, Bush there in America, and Blair there. Blair was the poodle, the favorite poodle, the puppy, the harami. So now they're going to freeze Starmer out. Starmer, you're in big trouble. Trump and them going to fix you up because Musk is paying to get rid of you. Okay, the settler, I told you that TikTok is back in USA. One day it was banned and the next day is working. That is your American politics. And he wants to make good ties with Russia, for Russia would love. He wants to speak to Putin. He wants to meet Xi. And there, whether in Beijing or whether they're going to meet where. So a person supposed to be a doctor and he rapes, you must remember, another lady who's a doctor. And now there in India, he gets life sentence and the people wanted the death sentence. But Allah knows best. South African news, ANC, big trouble. They have to make quick decisions during this week. So one suggestion, remove the premier of Gauteng, Lasufi. They say that will create bigger internal problems because Gauteng is in a big mess. Johannesburg is bankrupt and call for Shavani or whatever the hell her name is. She is the minister there in the presidency with Cyril, but she is guilty of 2.5 million fraud and corruption. The DA says she must be fired. I agree with that, whether it's from DA or EFF or whoever. How can you have such corrupt people right in her? But you know, South Africa is a banana republic, is a failed state. In Madran, a man, you see that? He have come to court. 10 million files of child pornography. I repeat that. 10 million files of child pornography. And he was distributing it and so forth. These type of people should be hanged in public Islamically. ANC wants to rescue the Itala Bank. How are you going to rescue it when your people themselves made it insolvent itself? So remember, they can't run. They don't understand politics. They don't understand economics. In 30 years, they destroyed South Africa and brought it to their knees. That is what ANC did. You must remember this. Tonight is the 22nd night of Rajab. On the 22nd day of Rajab, Amir-e-Muawiyah radiallahu anhu passed away. In the year 60, the Kuffar Shias, they celebrating and they fooled the Sunnis and told them, you must have a Kirpuri Fatiha for Imam Jafar rahimahullah. He's a Tabi'i, so every Sahabi is greater than him. And he was born, his Milad Mubarak took place in Rabi'ul Awwal. He passed away on 15 Shawwal in the year 148. So what Kirpuri has to do with Jafar Sadiq rahimahullah? So these are all the propaganda. Why you don't do for any Sahabi? Is Isa Ali Sawab, any day, any time of the year you can do it. Say, no, we must do it tonight. We're going to have a big kid party, jol and party. All haram, all this. It got no place in Islam. So our programs today, inshallah, Aziz, 8:30 to 9, Mona Zahid will interview our brother Mufti Ali Suleiman. Suleiman Ali, Ali Suleiman. He's American, but staying in Pakistan, so that's interesting. From tomorrow, Mona Salim Karim and brother Junaid Mota and all the esteemed listeners, Adhan will go 4 o'clock and thereafter Mona Salim will continue and then I'll come down because from tomorrow our Fajr Salat here is 10 past 5. So I'll be down 10 past 4 inshallah Aziz. So 4 o'clock Adhan and then the program will continue. 4 to 6 is the program and in Ramadan 3 to 6 inshallah Aziz. Gee Mona Salim, we have 25 minutes or so. Let's fire up with the Q&A inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, a father passed away. Mother gives 3 children their share according to Shariat. The one son on drugs, never worked in his life, tells the mother, Allah will punish you. The question is she going to get punished? She is crying with the fear of Allah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The way I understand the question, yeah, you must remember, is that you have a father, he passed away. So now if you look at this, the heirs, so you have a wife, and you have, you must remember, now the three daughters, and there seems to be a son there, but the son is addicted to drugs and so forth. So what must you do in that case there? So remember, is very, very easy. So the wife will get, you must remember, 12.5%, and the three daughters, each one will get 12.5%, and thereafter you must remember that the son, he will get, so how many we got there now? 12.5, 12.5, 12.5, so all of them, so you'll get like that. So because let's just take the full, we'll understand it better this way. So the wife will get, you must remember, 1/8, okay, so 12.5%, and then there's a son, and one son, and three daughters. So the son will get 2 shares, and the three daughters will get their 1/1 share. So the remainder, 87.5%, you'll make 5 shares there, okay? So when you make double for the son, and you make single for the three daughters, after the burial, funeral expenses, and so forth, and so on, so remember that that is what will happen now, that they must get, all that must be settled, the debts of the deceased must be settled, and whether it's business debts or personal debts, then wasiya for non-heirs, what you bequeath, maximum 1/3, then the shares of the heirs. So this son is inheriting 100,000, for example, 50,000. If you give it to him in 1 week, 1 month, he'll bust everything up. So you appoint somebody, you must remember, that to run his affairs and so forth. They'll give him weekly 1,000 rand or 500 rand or 2,000 rand, whatever they deem to be the correct amount, and that person will run his affairs. So he must be given his share, even though he's addicted to drugs and so forth and so on. You can't deprive him of his share, because the Quran Sharif says, if you deprive a person of their share, you go to Jahannam and the hellfire for a very, very long period. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. For such a person, they will be a humiliating, disgraceful punishment. Chapter 4, verse number 13. And the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, the last hadith in the chapter of miras and inheritance. مَنْ قَطَعَ مِيرَاثَ وَارِثِهِ قَطَعَ اللَّهُ مِيرَاثَهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Whosoever cuts off and deprive the heir of their share, Allah will deprive you of your share of Jannah and Paradise. So that is what you must do. You must appoint somebody, inshallah, that is in charge. It's a special name, you understood, for that person there. And now I didn't have my phone here or something, so anyway, otherwise quickly we could check it up and so forth. You must remember, but it doesn't matter, a supervisor, whatever you want to call him, and he will then give the shares to that son who's addicted to drugs every week, every month, so much, so he doesn't bust up all the money in 1 week, 1 month, and 6 months, and so forth, and so on.
Mufti Saab, is it jayz for children to curse their parents, Mufti Saab?
Allah forbid, you do all these type of crazy things, you go straight to Jahannam. He, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kullu zambin insha'a fa'anhu wa insha'a azabahu. That it is the sole prerogative of Almighty Allah for every sin. He forgives the person or he punishes the person, illa uquqal walidain. Except where you are disrespectful and disobedient to your parents, you cursing them, both of them, one of them. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُعَجِّلُ أُقُوبَتَهُ لِصَاحِبِهِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِ. Allah will punish them here in this world before the real punishment and optimum punishment in the year after. Open Bayhaqi Mishkat Sharif, you will find it. Son, go to your father, mother, and ask them for forgiveness before the curtains go and are removed, and the wrath and anger and the curse of Allah descends on you. Are you made or what, that you want to curse your mother, your father, or both of them? Allah made our parents such. They have no hidden agenda, no ulterior motive. You go, you kiss their hand, you embrace them and say, forgive me. It was a moment of madness on my part. Their love is pure, and they will embrace you. They will cry with you, and they will forgive you. Do that immediately, son. We don't know when death will occur.
Mufti Saab, what is your response regarding the Yahud and the Palestinian prisoner exchange? They just take our brothers and sisters into administrative detention and bomb them at will. How can this be just?
Obviously, I sent out to you, you should join my group and everything and see it. The Muslims are only waking up now. So therefore, when I started my career in media, I told them our ultimate aim must be the liberation of Palestine. This was in 2001, January already. And then after 3 months, 4 months, you must remember when I was with CIA, the Jewish Board of Deputies sent the CIA directors official letter on their letterhead. You have a staff member, A.K. Hussein, and is making certain statements against Israel and the Jews. So our people, you know, Tutumela, you know this Tutumela, they start shaking, you know. See now what happened here. The Jewish Board of Deputies. So I kept quiet. Next day I had to speak. I spoke again. I spoke more against them. For past 24 years we're speaking against them. Hada min fadli Rabbi. Hada Rabbi. So we'll speak against them till our last breath. For past 80 years, this is going on. After World War II, from 1946-47, and then the apartheid regime was established on the 14th of May. So 1948, so then it became official. So all this was planned, the conference of the Zionists, that in 1889, that we must occupy Palestine. All of them are guilty. Britain is guilty, America is guilty, Europe is guilty, and now India is guilty, that India is supporting Israel under the Modi regime and so forth and so on. So under our apartheid in South Africa, if you know even the basics and rudiments, then you will know we had under Foster and Farhut and all these haramis, detention without trial. So there they got the same thing there and worse there. So remember, Israel has become a pariah state, and in on his way out, the world has seen who the real terrorists are and so forth. I'm the only one with Allah's help who speaks so much in South Africa on media, that when people, the jutlas, every program of mine they're recording, the haramis, we don't fear them, alhamdulillah. Whatever we speak, we substantiate, corroborate it from evidence from your media, and we will say one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Almost every day I send it out, you must remember that. So you all should wake up and you shouldn't worry. Allah will liberate Palestine, whether America likes it or not, whether the Jutlas like it or not. Chapter 17, verse 7 will tell you that. And that is our stance and our belief on that issue.
Mufti Saab, when you put sadaqah in the tin for collection every morning, what niyat do you make?
You asked the question and you answered it yourself. You said sadaqah. So sadaqah means voluntary charity. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he spoke regarding Islam and religion was all wahi and revelation. Chapter 53, verses number 3 and 4. Wama yantiqu anil hawa in huwa illa wahyi yuha. He doesn't speak of his own desires. It is but revelation that he sent to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open Mishkat Sharif, he, Rahmatul Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Wallahi, I take an oath on Almighty Allah, ma naqasa malun min sadaqah, your wealth will never decrease and get depleted because of charity. So every day in that tin, put 1 rand, 2 rand, 5 rand, 10 rand, whatever you can afford, and say, Ya Allah, remove all the calamities from me, my family, and the entire ummah and muslimah. Give everybody who's ill, give them shifa, a complete cure. And Ya Allah, with the barakah of this charity, grant me husnul khatima, let me die a wonderful death with Iman and Islam. So make multiple intentions like that, all permissible and acceptable.
Mufti Saab, my father passed away, but now I'd like to know, if the stepmother passes away, and does any brother or sister of the stepmother inherit from the late father's estate because they didn't have any children?
Remember that, yeah, you're confusing the whole issue, brother, with that question there. So your father, now when your mother passed away, so he remarried. So when your father passes away, his new wife, your stepmother, will inherit. Whether they have children or they don't have children, and she will inherit 12.5% because you are the children. So remember that the new wife, the stepmother, must inherit. And you, the stepchildren, you deprive her, you go straight to hell. Quran Kareem states, chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse number 13. And remember, when the stepmother passes away, then you will not inherit. When you pass away, then she will not inherit, because she is not your mother and you are not her children. If she doesn't have any children, then she doesn't have parents who are alive, they all passed away, then her siblings will inherit from her. Her brothers and sisters will inherit from her, the ratio 2-1. So Islam is a perfect, unique system of inheritance. Inna Allah qad a'ta kulla dhi haqqin haqqa. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif and Dharqutni and various compilations. Verily, Almighty Allah has given every person eligible to rights, their rights, and so forth and so on.
Mufti Saab, I made Nafil Tawaf, and I did not read the 2 rakat salat tawaf after, as I did not know. Is my tawaf still valid?
Your tawaf is valid, my brother. From there we learn a lesson every Muslim should be reading daily and abundantly. Chapter 20, Surah Taha, verse number 114. Rabbi zidni ilma, Rabbi zidni ilma. Oh, my beloved Allah, increase me in knowledge. You went for Umrah, but you don't know that. I mean, that's not right. So the basic things you must know, according to the Hanafis, After you perform the tawaf, then the 2 rakat salat is wajib for salatul tawaf. According to the Shafis and them, it is sunnat muakkada. So what will be the difference? The difference will be this. Let's say you went around the Baytullah 21 times. So it means you perform 3 tawaf. So Hanafis will say you must read 2 rakats, then another 2 rakats, another 2 rakats. So for every tawaf, you have to perform 2 rakat. That's wajib, compulsory, mandatory. And the Shafis and them say, if you perform 3 tawafs, you went around the Baytullah 21 times, and you just read 2 rakat salat, then tadakhul will take place, and they'll be incorporated with one another, so that 2 rakats will suffice for all 3 tawafs. So yes, anytime now, even after 1, 2, 3 days, you're still in Makkah and so forth, you can read it in Masjidul Haram, the Haram Sharif. You read it there in your hotel in Makkah. You read it in your hotel in Aziziyah. So wherever you are, you read it. There's no problem. Totally permissible. And your tawaf is also valid.
Mufti Saab, is playing chess in Islam allowed?
Not permissible. If open Mishkat Sharif, the chapter of Tasawir, the chapter of taking photos and so forth and so on. So there you must remember there are serious warnings. Number one, people who play chess and so forth are khati. They're committing a major sin. Other ahadith like that is you dipping your hand in the blood of the khinzir, of the swine and so forth. Some people say say Imam Shafi said is permissible. Imam Shafi Rahimahullah said permissible what conditions? Number one, you don't waste time. Number two, you don't miss salat. Number three, there must be no gambling involved. Today, where you find all that? So therefore, today the fatwa verdict will be is haram and not permissible to play chess according to all four schools. Idha fat al-shartu fat al-mashrut. When the conditions are not existing, then the law will also change. And that he said permissible, what conditions? Now the conditions are not fulfilled, so it goes back to the haram and not permissible, and therefore we must stay away from these haram activities and waste of time. They play for days and days and days, so killing time and wasting time, so not permissible in Islam.
Mufti Sahab, this is a twofold question. We are going to Masjid al-Aqsa in Ramadan, inshallah. A question comes to mind that the imams don't have a beard. Is salah permissible? One. Number two, Ramadan is coming. Many huffaz have no beard or khilaf a shariat beard. Can we read Taraweeh behind such huffaz?
Basically, the question is this. In any part of the world that you go, you will find certain imams don't have a beard. Don't have a beard means that they shave the beard or they trim the beard so much it looks like a pencil beard. If a person like Malaysia, Indonesia, naturally the beard doesn't grow, so obviously then it's permissible to read Salat behind them. Naturally the beard is not growing and so forth and so on. We're not speaking of that. We're speaking about the people who shave their beards and so forth. So the best book on this topic is the book written by Hazrat Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Shaykhul Hadith Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. The Ta'i wrote it in Arabic, Wujubu I'fa'il Lihya. It is wajib, compulsory for the man to lengthen their beard. Sheikh bin Baz Rahimahullah, who was the Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia, was so impressed with that book. I still have it here somewhere in my library. He wrote a ta'aliq on it and he wrote footnotes on it and so forth. So according to all four schools, it is wajib, compulsory that the male must keep beard and so forth. Now you read Salat behind them. Whatever Salat, first Salat, Taraweeh Salat and so forth. Your Salat is valid. The Imam is guilty and the trustees who appointed him, they are guilty of a major, major sin. Story time quickly. I mentioned it last night in Q&A. You see Zambia. I see yesterday somebody sent me Mufti Taqi Usmani is coming there end of January for the Bukhari Khatam and all that there. He came to Dalum Newcastle 1992 and I picked him up at the airport and I told him we will sleep in Heidelberg. So Babu Bhai Baba was with me. So mashallah, so we had a good time in the car, you know, and he slept there in Heidelberg and then we took him and then he made the Khatam there at Dalum Newcastle of Bukhari in Arabic, the first time it was done ever in the history of Darulum. 73, Mokasim Sema started Darul Newcastle, the first Darulum in South Africa. 83 were our first batch, remember that. So he is coming there, Zambia. Very good it is, remember that. Whether we like, don't like, is a very, very great alim. Few issues we have with him regarding TV and the so-called Islamic banking and that. Obviously, we don't agree. But leave that issue now. So now, yeah, is the beard story. So I told you about Zambia. 10-12 years ago or so, one South African guy went with his friend. So he had a beard. The friend didn't have a beard. So now it was Saturday night. There's Lusaka guys and Zambia guys, Maulana Salim, they love having a braai. And they speak Gujarati with Tajweed. Like the Memon guys in Malawi, they speak Memon with Tajweed. So they say, oh, this guy got no beard. Said, brother, don't worry, we got enough vegetarian for you because we know that you don't eat meat and all that. Because he didn't have a beard, they thought he's a Hindu guy. You see that? Next day, that guy said, hey, this is very bad. Let me start keeping my beard and so forth. When I was in Heidelberg, there in Sidaven School, Afrikaner School for Whiteys. So when I came from Newcastle, there were two brothers, Allah Shukr, both had beard. Muhammad Yusuf Mullah and Babu Mughalia both passed away in Heidelberg. Allah grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus. They told me their school, they're troubling us. We don't know what to answer. So I said, come, let's go. Make the appointment. So it was Sunday morning or so, we went there. So I spoke about Hajj, and so they wanted to know. Then I told them Q&A. I said, you can ask in English or you can ask in Afrikaans, and I'll answer you in English. So the one whitey, lighty, so he picked up his hand. He said, Hukum az almal van yalla Bartman? Why all of you got beards? I'm in the middle and my two lieutenants on the right and left, like you know. So I said, did you go to the Kruger Park? He said, yes. Het je alooi gezien? Did you see the lion? He said, yes. I said, remove the mane of the lion. And then what happens? Will he be the king of the jungle? Yes or no? So he looked down. I said, you even confusing the babies. A couple were married and the wife just gave birth. Now the blighty, the baby is very thirsty. He went to the father's chest, you see. He shouted from there, this whitey lighty. And he said, as genoeg, as genoeg, ek verstaan nou. I understand everything now, you see. So in that way, you must give them answer. You're confusing even the babies when you don't keep a beard. Imagine that. So today, we were overwhelmed with the Western satanic culture, and therefore you find the men and some imams that don't keep beard is a major, major sin in Islam. Hazraji Nawwarallahu Marqadahu of Jalalabad used to say, you read Salat, you still get sin. You're fasting, you still get sin. You go for Hajj, you still get sin. Because you're shaving the beard, so every minute the sin is with you. So think properly about that. Last question.
Mufti Saab, my student is a new Muslim. Her husband wants her to make kheer and puri, which is wrong. How can she advise her husband about this belief?
Remember that I told you already, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu passed away on the 22nd of Rajab in the year 60, and they, the Shias, la'anahumullah, they cursed the Sahaba, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Mother Aisha, Mother Hafsa, and Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, they wrote books against them, which I have, so you must remember that. So therefore, they celebrating the death of Amir Muawiyah. Otherwise, you study Hazrat Jafar Sadiq. He got nothing to do with Rajab. He was not born that time. He didn't pass away. They just use him to fool the masses because they know the masses are fools, masses are asses, and so forth. Allah Jalla Wala give us understanding to practice on our true deen and not on fairy tales and so forth. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.